The great Chinese shopping spree for energy also shows no signs of slowing down. That's why China does so much business with the oil-rich African nation of Sudan. In fact, Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, was expected to arrive in Beijing today. But Bashir's visit was delayed after his plane had turned back over Turkmenistan. China still intends to welcome Bashir. That's despite the fact that he faces international charges of war crimes. The World's Mary Kay Magstead has our story from Beijing.
This is a busy week for China's leaders. Not only is Wen Jiabao doing deals in London, other top leaders are preparing to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Communist Party on Friday. Still, President Hu Jintao made time for a scheduled meeting this afternoon with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. The problem is, Bashir didn't show up. It was not an auspicious start to an already controversial visit. The International Criminal Court indicted Bashir 2 years ago. But China's special envoy on Africa, Liu Guijin, says China doesn't have to do anything about that. He says China is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court, and so it's not legally obliged to turn Bashir over. China prefers a more pragmatic approach. It's long done business with Sudan, buying its oil and selling it arms. That's given Bashir the money and the weaponry to attack both insurgent and civilian populations in Darfur, and that's resulted in the charges of war crimes. Bashir dismissed those charges in an interview with the London-based Guardian newspaper's media division. Bashir said, "It's a political issue, and there are double standards. Anyway," he said, "it's a government's responsibility to fight insurgents." The Sudanese leader claimed his government never fought civilians in Darfur, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. A second conflict with southern Sudan went on for 21 years and cost 2 million lives. A peace accord was signed in 2005, and southern Sudan voted for independence in a referendum this year. They'll gain it on July 9th. And that will affect China, says Stephanie Klein-Albrandt, Northeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
China's economic interests will be, severely affected, given that the majority of the oil fields, 85%, are located in South Sudan. Now, the refining and pipelines are still located in the north, but this will have major implications. There hasn't been an agreement yet on revenue distribution, but the north is going to lose a lot of the revenue from oil.
Klein-Albrandt says researchers at the International Crisis Group have other causes for concern as southern Sudan's independence approaches.
We're very worried about the fact that there is actually no agreement as of the 9th of July on really anything with regard to how the post-referendum period is going to go forward. That's with regard to freedom of movement, citizenship, resource allocation, let alone the fate of Abyei.
Abyei is an oil-rich town on the border, which both sides claim. Northern Sudanese troops seized Abyei last month, but both sides have now agreed to allow Ethiopian peacekeepers in.
So we hope that the Chinese will be pressing the North very hard on pulling its troops out, ensuring some kind of a viable political solution, ensuring that peacekeepers can remain, because Bashir doesn't want that, and trying to put pressure on both sides to come to the table and agree on all of these outstanding issues.
Klein-Albrandt gives China credit for having pressured Bashir to accept the peace process and South Sudan's self-determination. It's in China's interest to have a stable Sudan for investments and for the safety of Chinese personnel there. Toward that end, Chinese envoy Liu Guijin has been shuttling to the north and south of Sudan. He says, "We have good relations with both sides, and we can help ensure they make good on the peace accord." The South may be a little wary, since China was, for a time, the main supplier of arms used against the region. But South Sudan, as a new and fragile country, will need all the help it can get. China will want to reach out, because the South has most of Sudan's oil, and Bashir will want his own assurances that China, which now buys 60% of Sudan's oil exports and 70% of its other exports, will remain a friend and economic lifeline, no matter what the international pressure. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.